Monty Jones directs Ghana's Forum for Agricultural Research in Africa. To him, the recent rise in food prices is more than a humanitarian crisis. He says it is a business opportunity.
We all believe that agriculture is the backbone for economic growth in Africa. And I think that Africa should turn around this as an opportunity, you know, to increase its food production. And I believe that we are getting ready for that.
Jones was speaking at a debate on how Africa should respond to the growing problem of food insecurity. Panelists agreed that African farmers have been neglected. As a result, they grow less per acre than anywhere else in the world. Experts predict the current food crisis will force leaders to provide farmers with better education, affordable fertilizer, high-yield varieties of seeds, and improved irrigation. The deputy director of the United Nations World Food Program, Sheila Sisulu, says $1.2 billion of help is coming.
There's an agreement that we have to save lives and buy time for investment in agriculture to kick in. We would insist that the investments in agriculture need to be targeted, especially to women farmers in Africa, because women in Africa are the ones that produce 70% of the food consumed.
South Africa's finance minister, Trevor Manuel, cautioned the forum against overreaction and trade protectionism. He says countries are feeling pressure to look out for themselves instead of working together. He noted that fishermen in Europe have been demanding subsidies that could hurt Africa.
Fishermen were out in town throwing Molotov cocktails, demanding that Brussels subsidizes their diesel prices. Well, if Brussels does it, it puts fishermen everywhere in the developing world out of business, because we can't do it.
The leader of South Africa's ruling party, African National Congress President Jacob Zuma, is also worried. He told the forum that hunger could cause political instability.
The issue of the food prices is actually a time bomb, because with those who have the budgets to adjust is one thing, but with those who have no money to buy at all, once the food prices goes up, they are cut out even from the possibility of buying food. Then you are sitting with a situation that an uprising could emerge.
Zuma told the forum that if leaders do not move quickly, the current crisis will deepen. Terry Fitzpatrick for VOA News, Cape Town.